Welcome to Digital Life with Emmanuel Onwuka and Yvonne Ohaifo.
Times are changing, innovations are springing up literally every day, and we're here to keep you informed and take you on the journey to a totally digitalized world. Welcome to the number one tech and innovation show on the radio. This is Digital Life.
Were you about to say Digital Life?
Oh my
Emmanuel
God. So there's a way my tooth is pissed. So thank you very much. This is Digital Life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. A happy Sunday to you. If you're listening to us from your home, just take a relaxed position because we're ready to take you on the ride. And if you're in the car, just sharpen your ears and listen to us. And if you're driving, turn up the volume. Keep your eyes on the road, tighten your seatbelt, because we are set for takeoff. My name is Emmanuel Onwuka. As always, I and Yvonne Ohaifo bring you Digital Life every Sunday here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's right. A very good morning to you. I don't know why I keep saying good morning, because I've been here since morning. You already know the morning is good. I'm glad to welcome you to another episode of Digital Life. As you know, this is where we have conversations on technology and the transition to a smart life. We also have a segment on the show called Tech of the Week. And on Tech of the Week, what we do is introduce you to new, fresh, indigenous technologies. I'm Yvonne Ohaifo.
And yes, on Tech of the Week, we had interesting and mind-boggling inventions, you know, back to back, just like they normally say. And on today's episode, we bring you another banger. By a Nigerian, many of you hate normal phone charges. And energy is one of those things that leave a lot of people, you know, just where they are. But then we have a young man who has created something I will call miraculous. An energy source from I don't know how that charges your phone, that gives, you don't even need to connect your bulb light to a socket and it just lights up. Like it just lights up.
Not be juju be that.
Why you sound like Sabinus this one?
Not be juju be that.
I saw the video first on LinkedIn and I'm like shocked. And I reached out to him and like, guy, explain what this whole thing is. Like, how do you explain? You just bring a bulb close to something and then it just lights up. Those are stuff we see on magic shows, you know. And then I'm having somebody doing a video. So I told him, oh, do a second video and put yourself in the shot. Do it landscape and send it across to me. Just to be sure that, just like you said, not be juju be that. So that I don't be like... somebody is trying to play prank me or something. So he did the video exactly how I wanted and sent it across, and I'm looking at it like, how is this even possible? So we're going to have him come on the second segment of the show, and he's really going to explain his invention to us.
Indeed. And that's a conversation you definitely, most assuredly do not want to miss. Okay? But first, we're going to continue our conversation about blockchain technology. And for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about blockchain technology, and we've had exciting conversations with Chuta Chimezie, who is the founder of Nigeria Blockchain Users Group, and also a banker, Usifo Ogbebo. And now we can't talk about blockchain and not speak about cryptocurrencies, right? Because blockchain is a technology that enables the existence of cryptocurrencies, the popular cryptocurrencies, you know, the ones that you people, you know, buy and sell and invest in, right, Emmanuel?
Yes, so cryptocurrencies are just digital currencies. So you have your Naira, but this one is not in, you know, in paper money, it's not in fiat money, what you call fiat money.
Even this e-Naira uses blockchain, doesn't it?
CBN here on the show, they're going to really tell us, because I'm a little bit confused about that. And that's some things that I really do not understand, if it was actually based on, you know, blockchain technology, or it was, you know, it's just there. So cryptocurrencies are actually a digital currency, you know, that they don't have a central issuing or regulating authority, just like you have the CBN regulating the Naira. Instead, they use a decentralized system that record transactions and issue new units. Like, they are the ones that issue the currency, and it's a decentralized platform. So it's not just on one person, it's like everybody contributing.
Blockchain wizard. Professor de la blockchain. Oh shit. You will not tell them to go to the podcast now and listen again. Yeah, here, Mr. Professor Wamagbe.
This morning?
Professor Wamagbe.
Well,
go ahead.
You already understand that in recent time we had a lot of Nigerian youth who have accepted blockchain. Do you have a crypto wallet?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I actually have two.
You know, there's this popular song by what's her name now?
Sing the song.
Yeah, she said Bitcoin in my wallet like this. Overdose. I think it was overdose. Yeah.
Yeah, so my voice sounds like that of a cricket, but go ahead.
Thank God it was only that said it. So yeah, you know, it's becoming very popular. Most Nigerians, according to statistics, about 33.4 million Nigerians, you know, own a Bitcoin wallet. You know, not just Bitcoin, every form of cryptocurrency. There's Bitcoin, there's Dogecoins, there's they're different coins, Ethereum, you know, they're all there. So about 3.4 million Nigerians currently, and the figure is rising, you know, into cryptocurrencies. And it's just like the future of money right now. And that is the conversation that we're having this morning, because blockchain technology is actually what the crypto is built on. So what is the future of crypto in Africa? What is the future of crypto in Nigeria? If we have this adoption rate, which I would call a very big number, you know, 33.4 million is like a whole country in some places, you know, it's like the total number of people in the whole country. But yeah, that is the number of people in Nigeria currently using crypto, making use of cryptos. So what's the way forward? That's the conversation today.
Well, Emmanuel had a sit down with Paco from India. He is a popular YouTuber and a Bitcoin ambassador. He's currently in Nigeria, and Emmanuel asked him some of these questions about cryptocurrencies. So sit back, relax, and take a listen.
Lagos, and welcome to another episode of Digital Life. You know that analog days are over, and we're looking into the future and looking forward to possibilities, you know, which were just mere imaginations, you know, years back, 10 years ago, 4 years ago, they were just mere imaginations. But now we're bringing those things to life, and that's what we do here on Digital Life, where we hold conversations on tech, and we talk about innovations, gadgets, and the process of getting you to transition into that smart life. And as you know, my name is Emmanuel Onwuka. I am Yvonne Ohaifo, bring you Digital Life every Sunday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now let's get into the conversation for today. For the past 2 weeks, we've been centered on blockchain technology. We've had Chuta Chimezie here in the studio talking to us about blockchain technology. We've also had the banker, Osifo Ogbebo, also with us in the studio, and he spoke to us about blockchain technology. The most funny thing about this conversation was that I didn't believe that a banker had so much information about blockchain. You know, it goes to show that everybody is trying to transition, and if you are staying back and you're trying to stay back on the analog days, you will get left behind. But now let's get into the main conversation. Blockchain, you know, actually brought about crypto. And for the past 2 weeks, since we've been talking about blockchain technology, there's no way we're not going to talk about crypto. Blockchain is actually the technology that enables the existence of crypto. And cryptocurrencies are digital currencies, meaning that they're not physical. They are digital currencies, and they usually use in the digital world. And that is exactly where we're going and where the world is headed right now. In Nigeria, we have a lot of young people who have actually adopted it, who have accepted digital currencies, you know, the use of digital currencies. But most of the governments in Nigeria, including other African countries, are yet to fully embrace it. And I don't even think it's only African countries. I think other countries as well, you know, though we don't have all the names right now, but yeah, other countries as well are yet to fully embrace it. A lot of them are scared. What are they scared about? Little things, that the transactions are anonymous, you know, there's nobody to govern the, you know, cryptos. So those are really their concerns. But I'm not going to be the only one doing the talking today. I have with me here in the studio Paco de la Indian. Paco, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so Paco is an Indian, he's a man, and he's a YouTuber. That's correct, right?
Yes, Emi Lokan.
So Paco came into Nigeria a few days ago, and Paco already know what Emi Lokan is. So who really told you about Emi Lokan?
I was here with my friend Ayo, and we were just driving by the mainland bridge 3, and I see this big Emi Lokan, and I'm like, is he your president? He's like, no. He says, I'm next in line.
Okay, yeah. So Emi Lokan actually means next in line. So yeah, next in line. So are you our next president? Why are you saying it so often?
I like it.
Yeah, Paco is a man who has decided to, you know, tour 40 countries. He's actually planning to tour 40 countries in 400 days.
Yes.
That's a plan.
Yes.
Okay. So can you tell us about what Brod is about? Did you bet with your guy and like, oh, you know, I can do this, and then you got into the journey?
First of all, thank you so much for inviting me, brother.
You're welcome.
My journey just started because of the book The Bitcoin Standard, in which they were just talking about the money, you know, how we have moved away from the hardest form of money to paper money that is just being printed. And in the book, it talked about this lady that is Nellie Bly. She traveled in 1878 around the world by using gold coins and pounds. And pounds was a new currency then. And now we are using the dollars, right? So I was like, hey, this is 2021. I'm going to travel around 40 countries by using Bitcoin. So that's what the journey started from. And I think so. This all started on a full moon night.
So that was what led to the inspiration. Yeah. That was what inspired you to actually get on this journey. So how has the journey been so far?
It has been amazing, and it will be excited. I'm amazed to just see there is Bitcoin adoption around the world. I am currently in Nigeria. This is the 17th country that I've traveled with Bitcoin only. That means I go down to any country, my mode of exchange is Bitcoin. So when people see Bitcoin, they see Bitcoin as a scam or a get-rich-quick scheme. But Bitcoin is money that is accepted around the world. Just like your OPE, there is no Bitcoin that is accepted around the world. That means your Naira, if I take from here to Cameroon, it is worthless, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take, but that's why you take your dollars. But as you see, your dollars are losing value too.
Yeah.
There you have Bitcoin that is on your phone, which nobody knows also. And you're just moving countries now.
Hmm. So how many countries have you been presently? How many countries so far?
This is the 17th country. So I started from India, UAE, Thailand, Cambodia, Singapore, Sri Lanka, Qatar, and then came into Africa. So in Africa, it's Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Tanzania, Malawi, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Botswana, and now Nigeria.
Hmm. We have a lot of people. We have challenges, especially here in Africa, when we talk about crypto adoption. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of people are not able to accept cryptocurrencies, you know, especially the government. The government is like clamping down, you know, on a lot. And that's one of the issues that we have in Nigeria right now. So what do you think about this, and how has it been, you know, among especially these African countries that you've been around with?
The beautiful thing about Bitcoin is that nobody can stop it. So whatever the government, China has tried to ban Bitcoin 4 times and still Bitcoin runs, just because it's a decentralized server. So every time the country comes down clamping down and saying we are going to ban it, they are practically just putting a fear in your mind that they're going to ban it. When you cannot, because, okay, 7 months ago, you know, WhatsApp was shut down for one whole day.
Okay.
Yeah. So in a centralized servers, banks, Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter can be shut down because there's a central server. Correct? You can stop TikTok, but you can't stop Bitcoin because it is decentralized. And around Africa, people are accepting Bitcoin and people are trading in Bitcoin. People are converting in Bitcoin because Bitcoin has no borders and no state power. So this right now, I think so your country has come out with something called as eNaira or something called as Bantu blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! Guys, watch out for that, you know.
So you think the eNaira would not, it won't stand?
It is something like before the government was printing money, and now eNaira is digital money they are printing. Do you have any control? Do you have any records? Do you have any idea how much they have eNaira? I can print a 10 million Naira and put it in your account just because you say Emilio Khan.
Okay. Let me rest. Okay, you need to really tone down on this Emilio Khan thing. See, Lagosians are going to come for you.
Okay. I love it. But sir, this is my first, it's my first words of Yoruba language. So due respect, it's just my first words I've learned.
All right. So let's get it. You know, it's a big challenge, even though we laugh about it, you know, accepting Bitcoins, you know, or the form of cryptocurrencies as well across the world is a very big challenge. And if this is the way we're going, you know, it's definite that, you know, the government will keep clamping down on this thing. We'll always have this gap between the government and the people that want to actually use these digital currencies. How can we close that gap?
Education. That's the one thing. Education.
On which parts? Is it on the people, on the government? Who?
It is on from starts all the way from the people to the government. See, the power goes from people to the government. But now in current world, the power is coming from government to the people. So the power comes from the people. We put them in the power, right? The education needs to happen. And as we are moving forward, since it's a new technology, which has been in the space for the last 14 years, and the current information that we have is in either in English or in German or in Spanish, how about we have the right knowledge about Bitcoin in regional language in Yoruba, where we can connect with the common people about what is Bitcoin? So that's where it can bridge the gap, because it's the mainland four bridge now.
Okay, that's really exciting. I think it's a really good thing, you know, because I found that when I went for the summit recently, that most of the people in government, you know, they are elderly.
Yes.
You know, and they lack information about what blockchain is all about, what fintechs are all about, what this technology can do, and its possibilities. You know, they're not seeing it as, they feel like the power is about to be taken away from them. Okay. Just like you rightly said. Now, we come back to who governs you know, Bitcoin transactions, you know, it's a decentralized thing. So you can't clamp down on it. So how do we get the government to accept it, you know, knowing that it's in some way it takes power away from them?
Yeah, obviously nobody wants to lose their power. So you see, we were living on something as the gold standard. Okay, let's say in the 1950s or in the 1940s, a Nigerian gold coin, a Malawian gold coin, or an American gold coin, or an Indian gold coin was gold, just with the stamp of a different king or queen, right?
Yeah.
But gold was gold, silver was silver, bronze was bronze. And now, why is $1 700 naira? Why is $1 85 rupees? Why is $1 1200 kwacha? Why is there so much difference? Because, why? These all questions have not been answered. We were living on something as the gold standard. That means we used to keep gold as a backup currency. And we used to keep, hey, this is the gold. We will print the money equivalent amount. But now they're just printing money. You played Monopoly, brother? Yeah?
Yeah.
In Monopoly, you used to say the banker, don't cheat, right?
Yeah.
And we used to say, okay. So the banker used to give you, every time you pass the go, 200 free money. The first round, you were happy because it was free money. The 10th round, you were happy. But the 20th round, you were unable to be happy because things got expensive.
Yeah.
This is what's happening in today in the real world. This is the life Monopoly where there's overprinting of money. And things are out of the roof.
Hmm. Well, it still boils down to the question that how do we get the coffee? Because for us to be able to accept it fully, you know, even if everybody is doing it, you know, we still have the banks there. Mm. And the government is scared that their power is going to be taken away from them. And then there's the issue of security. Okay, cyber frauds and all the rest and illegal transactions, you know, on the blockchain space. Let's talk about funding of terrorists, you know, funding of organizations. That one is a genuine concern. That doesn't matter about the government now. It doesn't matter about, you know, the government's power, quest for power. We're talking about real life issues, you know, because terrorism is actually something that affects every one of us. And if these people continue to be funded, then we have a time bomb in our hands. So what do you think can be done towards that?
I will give you, see, all readers are leaders. I feel the thing is now, since you said the elderly people are in power, they have lived in the fiat world, paper money, right?
Yeah.
And only if they will open their mind to absorb more, become a sponge. When you become a sponge, you absorb the water. So they have to absorb the new education that has come forward in this era. This is how the people want the power to be gone away from the central government out into the hand of the people. Just cause a knife is used to cut vegetables, but a knife is used to kill you also. Just cause cars have accidents doesn't mean that you will stop the car production, right? You'll put signals on the road. You'll maintain the roads. You'll have law and order. Eventually, all these things will get regulated. And I have seen countries adopting it. There's a country in Africa called Central Africa Republic that has come out with its own coin called Sango coin, as well as they're adopting Bitcoin. There's a country called El Salvador that accepts Bitcoin. So countries have already started adopting it. Yes, you can tax your employees on your thing. You can have your address verified. And every after all, remember when I just said the gold coin was gold coin?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around the world was equally earning.
Yeah.
Now there's so much difference. But if everybody just earns Bitcoin around the world, everybody is
earning
the same thing.
Yeah.
Now nobody is down there to just devalue you and put you down. When you have a dream to go to America, but you have the question of finances. But an American can come here and be like, oh my God, check out my continental breakfast by Lagos River.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it.
Yeah.
That's the point that is being preached by the people around the world in the terms of Bitcoin space. But with Bitcoin comes around another 21,500 altcoins. So we are just confused, and there are a lot of scams. There are a huge number of scams.
Yeah. So how do we counter those scams?
The scams is, do your research. Definitely do not trust. Bitcoin says one thing, don't trust, verify. Don't trust. Just don't trust everybody. It's very simple, brother. Tomorrow you have, this is Cool FM, right?
Yeah.
Cool FM can come out and say, hey, we have cool coins. All right. We all are using now cool coins. So anything you want to do with us, you have to do. Pay us in cool coins. You'll pay employees cool coins. Good. Everybody is happy with the cool coins. Tomorrow the Cool FM stops the Cool FM business and starts a massage business. What happens to your coins? What happens? Okay. Can I catch the owner of Cool FM and tell him like, hey, give me all your coins. Can I tell Cool FM to shut down?
No.
I can tell the owner, like, I'm like, hey, stop your business, right? The government can come clamping down on you. You can't do that on Bitcoin. That's
okay.
The thing. There's no power to control anybody. It is decentralized. That means the power is with the people. Everybody who has a computer is running a node around. And not a very fancy computer. As low as $300, we saw a Raspberry Pi that day in the meetup. So, yeah. Hmm. So everybody has the power.
You see, that place is very dicey.
Yeah.
Because even if we want to have policies in place, what forms of policies do you hope or do you think can help us? Because
we in Nigeria right now, we're in at a dilemma with the government.
Yeah.
You understand? The government have tried to put in place policies, but then these policies, these regulations do not really all go well with us. We're not comfortable with these policies. What forms of policies do you think can help us?
Oh my God, see, I've been in Nigeria just 4 days, okay?
No. I think the policies are going to be identical, you know, with what is attainable in Central African Republic, in El Salvador, you know, the things that they've put in place, I guess.
See, I really feel that we need to move away from the US dollar. The problem is not your Naira. The problem is overprinting of US dollar. We are backed by something, paper money. So we have to start seeing it that, hey, this is not helping us in our time. We have long, huge debts Nigeria has to pay. You will start refinancing your debts now. That means you don't have the money. You'll devalue your money. You were 0.86 Naira equals to $1 in 1960 when you got independence. 0.86 Naira. And now you're at 720. That is 700 times devaluation. You are working. You are doing the same thing. You are praying. You are being an honest citizen. You are paying your taxes. Then why were you devalued 720 times, even though when you have the one of the scarcest resources in the world, that is petroleum? Why? So such questions I am unable to answer in terms of the government points. I really want people, because the power comes from the people to the government, because people are us. We are the people. And I think so we will come down together to take it forward, to understand that we want the strongest form of money. I will ask a question and then you take it over. What is the best form of investment? Gold or cash?
Gold.
But do you have gold?
No. That's Paco dear.
Emmanuel, do you have gold?
I don't have gold.
Why don't you have gold, Emmanuel?
Whoa. Well, if you listen to that, I'm sure you have good goosebumps. You know, when I was doing the interview, there was good goosebumps all around, because everything he was saying were on point. You know, I could relate to them. And you know, that's just the whole, I was trying to like get all the knowledge about it, because one thing we do here on Digital Life is to introduce to you and make you understand things in their barest form. And that was the interview you just heard now of Ian Paco, you know, the Indian. He's an Indian who has taught 17 countries now. He's still in Nigeria, 17 countries now, you know, you know, he's all going with Bitcoin. He's paying. So he was in Nigeria and he paid his cab fare with Bitcoin. He went to the bar, had drinks with Bitcoin, paid his hotel bills with Bitcoin and everything. And he was accepted. You know, it shows the adoption rate. And, you know, earlier before, you know, when I heard about Bitcoin years ago, I actually thought it was a scam.
I did too. In fact, I never thought
it was a currency.
I first heard about Bitcoin in 2017. That was the first time I ever heard about Bitcoin. It was just this huge rave. Bitcoin. How much Bitcoin do you have?
Do you understand?
And then I was just, I didn't know. You know, I was just in my little neck of the woods, just doing my job, you know. Everyone was like, Bitcoin used to be so and so amount of money. Now look at how much money. I should have bought Bitcoin that year.
Do you understand? Mm. So that's the situation where we are right now. We keep hearing these things every day, and now it's getting closer to us. The more we hear about the metaverse, the more we see impossibilities or imaginations become reality, the more these things draw closer to us. And like I said earlier, 3.4 million Nigerians own a crypto wallet. You know, it tells you how fast everybody's getting into that trend.
That's right.
What do you think about Paco's interview? You heard the man. You know, tell us what you think about it. The phone numbers?
0700-993-993-993. You can call us on 0700-993-993-993. If you listen to that interview, that honest, insightful interview, what do you think about it? What are your thoughts? What do you think you can learn, you can adopt, you know, given that interview, going by what Paco de la Indian said? You can also call us on 01465-7190 or send us a message on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Let's talk about that interview. Let's talk about cryptocurrencies. Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, my name is Esther, calling from Ikorodu.
Okay.
This cryptocurrency, how do we get involved? How much is the starting point?
Okay, from what?
In Naira, our Naira, how much can we use in order to start? And how do we do it? Is it like a banking transaction?
Hmm.
Okay, so from what I know, all you have to do is that if you want to get into the crypto world, if you want to get into that crypto thing, all you have to do is do your research. I know it's very difficult for a lot of people to go online and do research, but yes, there are actually people online who offer this, you know, insightful ways in which you can get involved. I can tell you up now, but I know that, you know, it just takes, you can get crypto as low as $1, you know, just $1 kind of crypto. So that's like 700 naira. You can get what they call SAT. So it's like a unit of crypto. The entire crypto is like $25,000, costs about $25,000 for one Bitcoin. But there are other cryptocurrencies out there and you can get involved with anyone. Just, you know, do your research about them, you know, verify. You know, don't just assume, don't just get involved in it. Verify these things and get it. And get guidance, good guidance. We're going to have somebody join us on the show, probably.
I was going to say that we'll get someone, a professional, a specialist, an analyst, to come talk to us in detail about
how to go about it.
Esther, do not worry, we've got you covered. We'll have that conversation soonest, and then all your questions on regarding cryptocurrencies will be answered. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Call back if you can. What did you think about that interview? Let's hear your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Paco said a lot of interesting and insightful, give some insightful thoughts, you know, shed some insightful thoughts. Let's hear your thoughts on what he said. Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, my name is Tajuni, I'm calling from Lagos. In fact, this program really in line with it. I'm very happy.
Thank you very much.
Particularly about this crypto, there's one question that I want to ask.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you can hear you, go on.
My question goes that, my question goes like this. Okay, supposing if government embraced this technology now as a mode of payment.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, Nigeria can do it with the dollar and do international government-to-government transaction without burden on defining our currency again. And how do you look at it? And how can we benefit from this? That is my question.
All right. I think Paco answered that question, you know, when he was talking to me. He said, you know, once it is adopted by any government, it actually raises your money. So when you're dealing with other people, you're dealing, it's like a round table. Like everybody is at the same level. Mm-hmm. You don't, no one is higher than another. It's the same money goes on. It has the same value. And that is what he's saying. He is advocating that governments should adopt it, even though some governments are skeptical about it.
And apart from that, he even said that it is even more universally accepted.
Yeah.
You know. Because when you go to other countries, your currency really is of no value to
exactly.
them. Exactly. But in those currencies, they trade, some of those, in those countries rather, they trade with cryptocurrencies, you know. So, I mean, that's even a more universally accepted means of transaction, just the way the dollar is and the way the naira is as well. The way the pounds is as well. Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. Okay, we have to go to the next one, please. Hello, good morning.
What is going on?
Hello, good morning. Can you hear us?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Digital Life.
I'm enjoying the program. I just tuned in, but I heard about the Patco interview.
Yeah.
So I want to know more about the. I just want to venture into Bitcoin and crypto. Yeah, but you said that you will get somebody, a specialist on the, to educate us more on the crypto, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get somebody in the studio who's going to educate you, who's going to tell you how to get involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Please, in terms of Bitcoin, I can someone venture into it in a lower rate?
We
have that person. Your questions will be answered. This is just to tell you to stay tuned to Digital Life every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, happy to join you.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I have Mr. Jackson. I just came in from Abuja. I've been Abuja all the while.
Welcome.
I've not been in Lagos for long, but I'm enjoying everything you are doing, and it's so educative.
Thank you very much.
I just have to lend my voice, but considering the economic situation in the country where we have got to of talking about crystal coins and the lots, I mean, our leaders have not. We didn't really have people that thinks to change situation for us. That is how we get to this place. And for instance, I'm 66 years old man. I was born in 57. You know, I've seen when dollars was under Naira.
Hmm.
Understand me? When we have pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been around. But I never know how we get to this era. I've been in the north all the time.
Hmm.
The northerners are taking everything for granted. We don't have planners. We need planners. We need people to plan our country, to plan the situation. We need technocrats. Not anybody, because of majority, they can just put anybody in front of power to be in the power. For instance, people that, this is digital age. I'm an old man. I'm not a digital man. I'm an analog man. So give chance to the digital people to change our situation.
Thank you very much, sir, for calling us. That was quite passionate.
Very passionate.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Call back if you can. You heard that interview. What are your thoughts? Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Turn down the volume of your radio set, please.
Okay. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Chukwuebuka. I'm calling from Mauba.
Chukwuebuka, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, my contribution goes like this. Cryptocurrency has always come to stay. I will always continue to say. And it's something that the government can never fight. There are ways to be able to key into cryptocurrency, but it's an investment of gains and loss. Just that you must make up your mind to ensure that you are willing to make the profits when it comes and then make the losses when it comes. Well, personally, I am into it, and I'll also be willing to come to the radio station if opportunity is being given to give more on it.
Okay, we'll see how that goes.
You know, the e-naira, right? Emmanuel, I'm just asking. I know you don't work for the government, but when the government first banned the whole talk about cryptocurrencies,
mm-hmm.
the plan, I believe the idea was to, you know, introduce our own indigenous currency, right?
Which we saw as the e-naira. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then with the way everybody, I don't know how many people have if they've even been able to hit 1 million downloads, you know, of the e-naira app, you know, I don't know.
Emmanuel,
but
we have to get the government to come talk to us about this.
Of course.
What do you think?
We already made contact with CBN, you know, to have their person down here in the studio to have that conversation. But we still have more calls coming in.
Hello. Call back if you can, okay? Thank you. Hello.
Hello, can you hear us? Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, Nigeria Info. Go ahead, please.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm so happy to be online this time. My name is Amos.
Hello, Amos. What do you have for us?
Guy, when I walk, when they blew my head off here. I'm telling you, I don't know, man. You guys are hitting me really bad. Look, please, you want to bring back that interview again? Well, I ran into you midway, so I didn't get some of the details.
Oh, what you can do is listen to the podcast. The podcast will be available tomorrow, so you can listen to the podcast to hear everything that we talked about again, just in case you missed any part of it. So the podcast is on Nigeria Info FM. Just Google Digital Life Nigeria Info. Digital Life Nigeria Info.
Please do me one favor. Can you do me one favor? Is there any way you can text me the contact of that Paco?
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. That's not going to happen, respectfully, because that's his private line.
That
we cannot infringe
sorry.
On his privacy that way. But I see that you're really interested in that interview.
You can follow him. You can find him on YouTube, Paco de India on YouTube. You can find him on YouTube, Paco de India. Yeah.
Paco is spelled P-A-C-O.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can find him on YouTube.
P-A-C-O. Or you can listen to the podcast again, Digital Life Nigeria Info.
Oh, we're going to have him sometime soon again.
Exactly. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The only word that I'm working on with Pato today, until you bring the professional,
is the word verify.
Verify.
Yes, I said I want to know how to verify. You open the trust wallet, how you manage it and all those things. Then how you get the rating of the values of cryptos, Ethereum, from Solana, from other Bitcoins and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So the way it is, it's like we have to wait till you bring a professional.
Okay, we'll bring you a professional.
But do you look like you feel you want to get involved in it?
I'm involved in it already.
Okay.
I'm a novice.
Okay.
Okay.
I have almost $200 hanging. I don't know how to go about it. The person that introduced me is going back to the U.S.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Well, hopefully when we get a professional to come talk to us, to come tell us more about it, your fears and your concerns will be allayed. Emmanuel, someone sent me a message on Instagram, Kolakbo Danion. He said, please, how can I get a podcast of the interview you had with the gentleman in Port Harcourt, the one who invented solar panels that can adjust to the sun's direction? I missed it. Oh, Kolakbo, all you have to do is, Emmanuel, tell him.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to your Google search engine, you know, just type Digital Life Nigeria Info. Type in Digital Life Nigeria Info and you see Tech of the Week there. Once you click on it, you see it's a special because that interview was really mind-blowing, so we created a special place for
that interview
on the podcast. You know, you just see the Tech of the Week and then you see the interview we had with him last week. It was really an amazing interview. You know, he was live here in the studio. He came all the way
from Port Harcourt. Did he fly or he drove?
He
came all the way from Port Harcourt to be with us in the studio to share that brilliant invention with us. Hello. I'm sorry. Call back if you can, okay? Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Emmanuel from Ijebode.
Okay.
Now, this cryptocurrency that you're talking about, I've been seeing many, you know, advert or platform claiming to be training institution, but the big problem I'm having is that how do I get to know verified, you know, institutions that are not fake? And also, this crypto system, it's still in dollars, and we know how dollar is now. So, he's trying to talk about crypto, how would I put it, crypto trying to modify or make the dollar system not something that will have to be... Sorry, let me rephrase that statement again. I mean, it's trying to say that if government adopts crypto, am I right, that dollar will be something that we'll not have to worry about. I mean, rising dollar...
Okay, so you can send us a message. Send us your question as a text message to our line. You know, it will be much, much better for you.
Much
so that we can,
even,
you know, we can really understand what you really want to ask.
0700-993-993-993. We've got 20 minutes to the top of the hour of noon. We'll switch gears soon, but we'll take a few more calls. Read a few more messages. Emmanuel, do we have messages?
Yeah, say good morning, Dodo. Digital Life, hi. I want to find out, when selling these cryptocurrencies, say USDT, can it be transferred into our domicile account in Naira through the platform? Donald from Ikeja. Well, Donald, that's what we refer to as the ban. You know, banks are mandated to, you know, close accounts, you know, who are connected with any of these crypto platforms, and that's one of the struggles that people who use crypto do. So what they do is that they just transact, you know, to buy things. They do a lot of things, you know, in that online space because there are a lot of people that accept it. What Paco did for me that day was that he opened a Bitcoin wallet for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my first Lightning wallet, and Paco did it by himself. Let me talk like him. He did it by himself, and what he did was that he helped me. He bought airtime. I got airtime from the account, from the Bitcoin account straight. He just sent me 300 and sat, and then he bought airtime, and that was it. So I just got it like instantly. So there are a lot of people out there. There are lots of companies out there that actually accept these cryptocurrencies, but you're not aware because you're not there.
Exactly.
Mm.
You're not there.
You're not there.
Hello. Emmanuel, are you there?
I've begun the journey. Okay. It's a, where we go. This is good morning.
I'm taking a call. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from K2 Equest.
Okay, go ahead, Emeka.
This is a Bitcoin something. Most of all those things, all those both Oyibo they used to call me, most of it not work because I've gone to seminar, buy the gap Bitcoin. Sometimes you go there, when I go to seminar, they say that I have money there, but I cannot withdraw it unless I post it to this one.
See, my goodness. Will hang.
My money is there now.
Ah.
So most of all these India people, China people, they just come here to if they just maybe small money, they come and use our head and eat our money here.
Oh.
So what Nigeria need, if they want to agree, what do you need? All those money, you will not work. You buy 40,000 to get 60,000 and you will not see it.
They have scammed you, sir.
All what we need, my sister.
Augusta, you have been scammed. I'm so sorry, but you were scammed.
Not scammed. I go to seminar, not scammed. The money is there, but I cannot leave it.
I'm sorry, but you were scammed. There's no other way to
say. My sister, if you doubt me, I come to your office, can you go there? It's not scammed.
Okay.
All those in here, all those ones. They just come and do Ponzi and go.
I'm sorry, but this is not Ponzi. This is not something that... Look. Cryptocurrencies are not just peculiar to one country. That's the thing I'm trying to make you understand, sir. Cryptocurrencies are not peculiar to one country. Okay. And if you don't know, if you're not informed, you will get duped. The same way people will dupe you of money in your bank accounts is the same way you can be duped of your hard-earned cryptocurrencies. I am so sorry, sir, but I don't know who offended you. Those people... I don't know.
So there are a lot of scams out there. Exactly. Just like you heard Paco say, he said verify. Verify and do your research is very important because even normal schemes, people, investment schemes, people get duped.
Exactly.
You know, there's this one trending currently that they got about, they took about 3 billion or so, 3 billion Nigerian naira, and they're out of this country and they're spending the money somewhere else. So a lot of people are getting scammed. And the thing about Nigeria is that when we see something profitable, what we do is that we just try to tweak it and then, you know,
yeah, we tweak it and
tweak
just,
it and then
know.
You know, just use it against others.
Unfortunately, and yes. Yet we complain of the government.
Of course,
we complain of the government.
The government has to be liable for everything.
It is 11:44 on the clock. Can we take one more message before we switch conversations and bring Lagos Tech of the Week?
Yeah, so we have Godwin here from Ajah. He says our government are afraid of losing money. That is the reason they are not embracing it. They believe if we make transactions from the platform, they won't be able to get their tax and deductions from there. Okay. Our government are afraid of losing money. That is the reason they are not embracing it. They believe if we make transactions from the platform, they won't be able to get their tax and deductions from there.
Okay.
Well, yeah, to an extent, I think that's some of the concern because that is actually how government make their money.
Exactly.
Okay,
you know, and they need this money
to develop, to develop the nation.
In
so,
the country,
yeah.
That's right.
It's a genuine concern. You know, that is why they have to regulate it. They have to come in some form of way, you know.
That's right. Can we take one last call because this phone line is a buzzer?
You're the one that was trying to say, keep
me
to the line.
I'm sorry. I know one last call. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show, sir. What's your name?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from, sir?
My name is Haiko, calling from Apapa, Lagos.
Okay, go ahead. You have 30
seconds.
I want
to contribute. Are we sure that this Bitcoin issue, it will not be like MYM?
MMM?
Yeah. when you get a stake, everybody money will just go like that, like MMM.
Okay. So when we have
this question, go ahead.
Yeah, when we have the experts come in the studio, you know, they will properly dissect this thing for us. But from what you've heard from someone that is not Nigerian, because we always have this mindset that when a fellow man is telling you about something, the person is just looking for a way to scam you of your money. So that is why we had Paco tell us in this interview, just come on this interview and really explain to us his own perspective. So you're hearing from someone who has been in 17 countries already and they are adopting this currency. I said he was in Lagos here. He went to a restaurant, they went to a bar, he took a cab down here, you know, and all these things he paid with Bitcoin. You know, so a normal Uber cab driver, you know, accepted it from him. So people recognize this as a currency. So it is more than the scams that you know.
That's right. Let's also not forget that Bitcoin has been in existence now for almost 10 years or more. I'm not sure of the figure.
Cryptos.
I'm not sure of the date. Cryptocurrencies have been, especially Bitcoin, right? Yeah. Have been in existence for a while. MMM just came like a whirlwind. Stayed for a few months and poof, you know, it went. So that's one other way to test the durability and the credibility of some of these things. And to be honest, blockchain, as our guest said last week, as our guest has said so far, blockchain is the future. Blockchain technology is the future of technology. You know, we already have the metaverse. We already have cryptocurrencies. These are all on the blockchain. So whether we like it or not, blockchain is here to stay. One thing we can do is adapt and adopt. Lagos, we'll take a break now to bring you Tech of the Week, where we will be reviewing an innovation by a young inventor. This is Digital Life. Stay with us.